Well, as we're talking about climate change, there's some intriguing new research out today that shows large-scale irrigation can help cool the environment during hot weather. The research team has analysed over 100 years of international data, as Oliver Gordon explains.
When rice farmer Jeremy Morton drives past his fields on his motorbike, he feels cooler.
On a really hot day, it's just really relieving.
His crops are in the Murray Valley Irrigation Area in southern New South Wales. New research showing that large-scale irrigation can reduce the ferocity of very hot days sounds about right to him.
Well, it certainly lines up with my experience of being a rice farmer. You can be riding along on a motorbike past a paddock with nothing in it, no rice, no crops, no irrigation, and then you come along and drive past a paddock that has rice growing in it, and incredible, you'll drive straight into a wall of cooler air. It might be 10 degrees cooler. Yeah, it's incredible.
The international research team analysed data from the last century to work out what effect, if any, large-scale irrigation has on climates. ANU research scientist Dr. Annette Hirsch was part of the team.
What we found is that over regions where we have quite intensive irrigation activity, these regions have perhaps been spared from more intense heat extremes as a consequence of that irrigation activity.
The study found that in irrigation hotspots like China and Indonesia, irrigation was up to 8 times more likely to reduce the chances of extreme heat. Particular pockets of Australian landscapes had their temperatures affected by irrigation too, but the most dramatic changes were overseas.
What we found was that parts of South Asia and locations in North America and Europe, these are regions where the irrigation activity is quite substantial and is able to reduce heat extremes.
She said while not a watershed, the study showed irrigation offered some hope when it came to dealing with more frequent and intense hot extremes caused by global warming.
It really depends on how water resources in the future are going to evolve as to whether it's something we can sustain or expand into the future.
Former director at the Bureau of Meteorology, Professor Rob Vertesi, says the research is valuable, but shouldn't be seen as a solution to climate change.
I think we view it as a collateral benefit of irrigation. But, you know, to irrigate to lower temperatures, I think, would be pretty foolhardy. Water is very valuable and scarce and expensive. And it's a rather expensive air conditioner, I would have thought.
The research will be published in the journal Nature Communications today.
Oliver Gordon reporting.